Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to another radio broadcast from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning. It is our privilege to be on the air, and we trust that you'll receive a blessing from hearing a portion of God's own holy word today. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have our Sunday school beginning each Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. We have excellent teachers, and we invite you to bring your family, your Bibles, to our Sunday school that you might be able to learn some things about our blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our preaching service begins this morning at about 11 o'clock, and so you're invited to come also to this service. And then at 4 o'clock this afternoon, we have our evening prayer service, and then at 4:30 will be our evening worship. Our Wednesday night at 7 o'clock is our midweek Bible study, and so we invite you to come also to this service. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. This is just down the street, a little piece from the post office in Forestdale. And so you're welcome to come, and we trust that you will. Bring your Bibles and bring your families and study the Word of God with us. This morning I'd like to take my text from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6 and verse 11, and read carefully what the Bible says in this point. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 11. The Bible says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Now, verse 11 tells us that we as believers, and the book of Ephesians is not written to lost people, but rather the book of Ephesians is written to saved people. It's written to the church there at Ephesus. And so you know that a church is made up of saved, baptized believers. And so here in this place, Paul writes to this church, and he tells them to put on the whole armor of God. And I think everybody knows what armor is. Armor, you know, is what the medieval soldiers wore. It was armor. It was steel plates and such that would keep the enemy from harming the body of that soldier. And so Paul writes to this church and tells these saved people that they're in a battle, and that what they need to do is to put on the whole armor of God. And there's a reason for it. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. All right. Now, what does it mean, the wiles of the devil? Well, now, the word wild here is not W-I-L-D, like we would use speaking of a untamed territory or some person that was out of their mind. The word is not wild, W-I-L-D, but it's wiles, W-I-L-E-S. And this word, wiles, means trickery. It means ways that Satan comes to us, and we don't think that it's him. It's talking about the disguised ways that Satan comes to us. And Satan has his plans that he would destroy us, that he would ruin us, that he would cause us to fall away from the great service of our God. Now, Satan has many devices, many methods that he uses in order to cause people to go away from the service of God. And I'd like to go down this morning through a list of some of these things that Satan uses on people. And all Satan has on his mind is that he would give people something to do to occupy their time, to occupy their mind, until they come to the time of death, and then it's all over. Now listen, Satan is a great deceiver. And Satan desires that we would do anything in the world except serve God. Now, did you know that Satan works in the minds and in the hearts of lost people? Let me read to you in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. The Bible said in verse 1, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of the world. Now listen to what this says. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. See, the Bible says here that lost people are being led by the devil. Lost people are doing what the devil wants them to do. And listen, the only reason that Satan has given so many things for lost people to do is just to occupy their time until they die. That's what Satan has on his mind, and that is what he's doing. I want you to see today that there's a lot of wickedness and a lot of confusion in this world about holy things. You know where that confusion comes from? Well, it doesn't come from God, because the Bible says that God is not the author of confusion. Now, the devil is the author of confusion. And the devil is throwing a lot of dust in the air. Anything that he can do to cause people's minds to be led away from the truth of the Word of God and to be led into other things that simply occupy their mind until they die. We'll give you a few of these things that we have written down here that you need to think about. You know, the devil gives people's minds over to thinking about their jobs and making money and paying their bills instead of serving God. Now think about what I'm saying just for a minute, and don't run off and not understand, but listen carefully to what I'm saying, that the devil wants people to be involved in thinking about their jobs, in thinking about how they can get ahead. The devil wants people to think about what everything they can do to pay for their house, to buy their car, and to do a lot of things. But I want to read to you what God says in His own holy word about these things. Now, there's no problem with living in this world and having a lot of things that God wants us to have. But look what the Bible said. The book of Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, the Bible said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And all these things is talking about food, raiment, and clothing. What the Bible is telling us is that if we will put God first, God will see to it that we have the job. God will see to it that we have the house. God will see to it that we have the automobile. God will see to every one of our needs if we'll put Him first. Now see what the devil is doing? The devil is taking our minds off of serving God, putting our minds upon these things of supplying for this life. And we don't have anything to give to God. You see, the devil is a great trickster. And he teaches us. The devil teaches us and he forms in our minds. Well, you know, I've got to go to work. Well, I know that. The Bible knows that. As a matter of fact, the Bible said that a man that doesn't provide for his own family has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. But you see, what God is saying is that you put me first, and I'll make sure you have all these things. I'll make sure you go to your job. I'll make sure you're a good employee. I'll make sure that you have a house. I'll make sure that you know where that house came from. I'll supply everything that you need for your food, your clothing. I'll supply that for you through the job that you have. But you put me first. That way, when you go to your job, you can worship God while you're there, knowing that you're doing what God wants you to do. But then see what the devil is telling folks. Well, you know, the devil's reasoning goes like this. You know, you have to have a job, you have to have money, you have to have all things. Whenever you get all of that taken care of, then you can serve God. Has anybody ever told you anything like that? And you know, that's what the devil is doing. And there's many people that I've talked to, invited them to come to church, and they'll tell me, "Preacher, I have to work on Sunday. Because if I don't, I'll lose my job. God says, put me first. I'll take care of the other." That's what he says. And I don't know how he's going to do it. That's God's business. Another thing that the devil uses to deceive men into putting off serving God, and that is pleasures. Pleasures. If you would, look in the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3. And notice here what the Bible said in verse 1. "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves." Satan is giving into people's minds that they are number one. You've read the book, I'm Okay, You're Okay. That's been a long time ago. In which it was declared that I'm fine, you're the problem. And have you heard, I'm sure, that I am my own best friend? That's not what the Bible said. And I tell you, the Bible tells us right here in the last days that men shall be lovers of their own selves. Not lovers of God. It's not that husbands will love their wives, nor wives love their husbands, nor parents love their children, but rather that men will love themselves. That's a deceiving of Satan. Look again. Verse 4. "Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God." Satan is today giving men a desire for pleasures and relaxation instead of turning to the Almighty God for peace. I mean, for just the peace that passeth all understanding, God can give. But the devil is saying, no, you need some time off. You know, a lot of people work hard all week. And you know, on Sunday, they're just too tired to go to church. They say, oh, I need to relax. I need to enjoy myself. They can't enjoy themselves at church. You mean church is not a joy, not a pleasure? And a lot of people say, well, I don't get anything out of going to church. Well, let me give you something. You're supposed to go to church to worship God. You're supposed to go to church to give glory and honor unto God, not receive for yourself. But I will tell you this, whenever you really worship God, you'll receive peace that passeth all understanding. This past week, I received in the mail a newsletter from a church, and it has a picture, and I want to describe this to you to show you how sick that things have got concerning pleasure. Here is a picture of a church building, and the people are running out of the church building, and they're very, very glad. And over this scene of the church building and the people, there's the initials ACTS. That's Acts. ACTS. And then it says under that, "After church to somewhere." You know, a lot of people don't understand that the pleasure is in church, not after. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us again. Today we do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. 124 South Main is our address. Listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast, the Lord willing. Thank you now for listening.